I'm Paul Oquist. I am the Minister Private Secretary for National Policy of the Presidency of the Republic of Nicaragua. Our National Human Development Plan, which began in 2007 and which is now in its second phase, has as its objective economic growth and macroeconomic stability with increase in jobs and reduction of poverty and inequality. President Daniel Ortega has stated very explicitly that we're not interested in any type of economic growth, but only that economic growth that creates jobs and reduces poverty and inequality. And so all of our policies are directed towards that. And we have been successful in this because we have now a 5% growth rate year after year, one-digit inflation. We have the highest growth rate in Central America. We also have very strong reserves and monetary stability. All of this has led to a very positive investment climate. And so we have a lot of foreign investment. Before 2007, the foreign investment in Nicaragua, foreign direct investment, was $286 million. Last year, it was $1.1 billion. But we now have a portfolio of $10.9 billion in investment. But President Ortega has also said that investment is good because it creates jobs and helps develop our economy. But we do not want anyone to be left behind. We also want to transform the agro economy that we already have.
And how would that trigger investment in agriculture, which is where most population work?
Well, a ministry, a family economy, a family, community, cooperative, and associative economy has been formed to stimulate production and increase income by increasing yields and increasing productivity in the countryside. So a concerted effort at financing, technical assistance, training is being undertaken. Also, a second line of work is agro-industrialization. There's 206 agro-industrial projects in the development plan. And this is important for processing the produce that the farmers are able to do. And also we will achieve greater value added for our exports through this agro-industrialization. But also a third element is associative regimes, including cooperatives, so that the farmers come together and the families come together so that it's easier for them to have access to the financing and the technical assistance. And it's easier for them to form cooperatives that create agro-industries also to process their production.
Next year, the UN and FAO will dedicate the year to family farming. Mm-hmm. How useful could Nicaragua be to FAO member states?
Well, it's a country in which half the workforce is in the family economy. And it's a country in which we've created a ministry of the family economy to undertake programs to transform the family economy towards higher productivity, higher income, and higher integration into cooperatives and other forms of association and agro-industries as well. So I think that Nicaragua is very much in the forefront of prioritizing the family economy and family farming in Latin America and the Caribbean. We have this model in Nicaragua that we call the model of Christian values, socialist ideals, and solidarity practices. And I think that what's happening in Nicaragua is that within that model, Nicaragua is beginning to overcome the vicious circles that trap countries in underdevelopment and trap families in poverty. And we're starting to see some virtuous circles that allow families by their own effort to escape poverty and the country to begin to transform towards a very different level of development. And that has consisted of restoring values. It has, values are very important, of restoring rights. So, for example, President Ortega on the 10th of January 2007 restored the right to free universal health and education in Nicaragua. Previous governments had started cost recovery, and some of the international financial institutions had been pushing cost recovery, and that violated the Nicaraguan constitution, which guarantees free universal health and education. Then there is the strengthening of the basic capacities of the Nicaraguan people. So in a country of 6.2 million, we, in this plan, we have 550,000 people involved in the literacy and adult education programs. And we now have an objective of reaching ninth grade average national educational level by 2015, which is a big challenge. So here we have a strengthening of the basic capacities of the people. Now we're strengthening and prioritizing science and technology and the formation and training of people in technological fields and languages so that we acquire the knowledge and skills needed for development. A third virtuous circle has to do with poverty reduction and inequality reduction. And that has been achieved through these social programs that I would just mention that capitalize poor families, and also through a series of subsidies which defend the purchasing power of the poor families. And we know that a poor family of five in Managua spends over 60% of its income on foodstuffs. So it's very important to defend that family budget. One of the programs is called Hambre Cero, in which the woman of the family receives a pregnant cow, a pregnant sow, receives chickens, receives seeds, receives material for corrals, and so the women become producers also. This very rapidly improves the nutrition of the family because there's animal protein. There's the milk, and there's the egg from the eggs from the chickens. It improves family income because with the excedent of milk, with the birth of sucklings, and then you get the small pigs, and then you can sell the pigs, and then the hens and the eggs and the reproduction of the chickens. So they get family income in the local markets also gets improved. We have over 100,000 women in this program now, and there was a demand from the men that they also be able to participate. So in a second phase, there will be some males also. But this is a very significant program. The entire package is worth $1,500. The average is $710 because there's different bonds. It's called the Bono bond for different areas. So in some areas that are peri-urban, you wouldn't give a cow, but you give things that they can have in patio and that type of production. So this program is extremely popular and has contributed to transforming the countryside. In the cities, there's a similar program called Zero Usury, which is like microcredit, but with a big difference. The interest rate is 5% per annum, whereas the microfinance entities charge 30, 35% interest. So in zero usury, it's 5% interest, 6-month loans, 5% per annum, 6-month loans. And the women in this program sometimes are in their fifth and sixth loan now, capitalizing their small businesses. But in the countryside, going back to Hambre Cero, there's something really interesting. They have now formed over 400 cooperatives, and that was not part of the scheme. They weren't being incentivized to form cooperatives. They did have savings and loan circles, small savings and loan circles, but the women who were in zero hunger in the same neighborhood. But now they've moved on because they want to improve their productive capacity to Hambre Cero.